Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing. The judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clinett with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News. ABC News now projecting that Arizona's Senate race will go to Democrat Ruben Gallego, beating Republican Carrie Lake. The GOP already winning a majority in the Senate, taking at least 52 seats. Control of the House still up in the air, with several races undecided. A new pledge this morning at COP29, the UN's annual climate conference. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer promising an 81% cut to emissions from his country in the next decade.
This is the path towards national security, energy independence, and the economic stability necessary to boost living standards for working people.
But leaders of some of the world's biggest countries and biggest polluters, including the U.S., China, and India, are skipping the conference entirely. Running an ultramarathon's tough enough. Now several people have done it in Antarctica. Runners covered in 100 miles on the ice. The two winners, both Americans, finishing in less than 24 hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you hear Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you probably think of larger-than-life balloons and show-stopping performers. But this year, for the first time, you should also think of incredible deals, because Macy's is counting down to the big day with our first-ever parade of deals happening now. We have big savings on gifts, like 25 to 40% off sweaters and fleece. And every day, find new deals online all the way through the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 37. Tomorrow cloudy. Scattered showers, 46 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An 1849 abortion ban was up for oral arguments at the Wisconsin Supreme Court Monday. Justice Joe Karofsky said the old law and a newer 2015 law allowing for abortions can't exist in the same space. While Justice Brian Hagedorn disagreed, he said it's a matter for the legislature and not the Supreme Court. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is proposing an additional $3 billion in new investments for public schools. Her proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement, providing per-pupil adjustments for revenue limits, limiting property tax increases, and funding several grant programs. And We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service customers will see their rates go up next year. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. Natural gas users statewide and electricity users in eastern Wisconsin will be impacted by the increases.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car center, downtown Durand. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Investigators in Dunn County say they got their break in a cold case murder last year when a relative of the suspect uploaded their DNA to the internet. The investigation into the 1974 murder of Mary Chalais sat idle for years until a DNA match was found on an online genealogy site. Investigators yesterday said the DNA was uploaded last year and was likely from a first cousin. The DNA match led detectives to John Keith Miller from Minnesota. Dunn County is now pushing ahead with murder charges. They say without the DNA match, the case may have gone unsolved forever. The Dunn County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the proposed 2025 budget, discussion and possible action on that budget, and the 2025 tax levy, along with reports from department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Dunn County Government Center. A teen whose kayak overturned in northwest Wisconsin is dead. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said deputies responded to Kirby Lake Saturday after multiple people called 911, reporting they heard others screaming for help. Deputies say two people were in the water, a third went underwater and hadn't come back up. The 17-year-old was found using sonar technology and divers were sent to recover him. The boy was sent to a Minnesota hospital where he later died. The case is still under investigation. 10 Wisconsin agencies responded to that incident. The Wisconsin Supreme Court looks ready to strike down the state's 1849 abortion law. The court yesterday heard arguments in the case that challenges whether the law still applies. Wisconsin's attorney general says the law was basically overridden when Wisconsin lawmakers passed more recent abortion regulations. The lawyer for Sheboygan County's district attorney's office, however, said that post Roe, the law is still the law. Justice Jill Karwoski said keeping the 1849 law would mean, quote, signing the death warrants, unquote, of women and children in the state. The lawyers for the Sheboygan County DA's office said the court needs to decide about the law that's on the books and not the law that they would like to see. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West Durand, or online at provisions.health.
An outgoing Republican lawmaker is blasting Wisconsin's utility regulators for once again giving some of the state's utilities a rate increase. State Senator Rob Cowles Friday accused the Wisconsin Public Service Commission of giving We Energies and WPS, quote, unchecked, unaccountable, and unnecessary rate hikes, unquote. Last week, the commission approved increases that would add just under $10 a month to We Energy bills and will add just over $7 a month for WPS customers next year. There will also be increases in 2026 as well. Cowles says commissioners are disconnected from reality and are hurting the hardworking families of Wisconsin. A record number of school referendums passed last week. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows $3.4 billion in school tax increases were approved by voters last Tuesday. The largest among them were a pair of measures in Madison that increased spending by $600 million over the next 21 years. That money will go toward operating expenses, as well as renovations at elementary and middle schools. A Chicago man has been charged in connection with a gift card scam ring around Wisconsin. Surveillance footage from a Walgreens in Grafton shows 52-year-old Guango Zhu allegedly placing gift cards onto one of the racks of the stores Thursday, then leaving. Grafton police say Zhu was later pulled over as he left a Walgreens in nearby Cedarburg and located two duffel bags inside the vehicle that contained over 1,800 gift cards. Detectives say Zhu's vehicle had been seen all over Wisconsin this past month. He's been charged with 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of identity theft. A 65-year-old homicide case in Ozaukee County has been solved. The skeletal remains of 7-year-old Marku Giulita were found in a Mequon culvert in October of 1959, while the boy was the subject of a missing child investigation in Houghton, Michigan. By 1966, Marku's adoptive parents had admitted to beating their son to death and disposing of his body in Mequon while relocating from Houghton to Chicago. Charges, though, were dismissed after prosecutors couldn't connect Marku's skeleton with his parents. They died in 1988. In September, DNA testing matched Marku's skeleton with several members of his original birth family. His remains will be buried Friday in Port Washington. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The Miami defense held the Rams without a touchdown on the way to a 23-15 win in Inglewood last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Miami's defense forcing two turnovers and had four sacks as the Dolphins improved to 3-6. Rams fall to 4-5 as week 10 of the NFL season came to a close. Packers practiced yesterday and get today off before resuming work on Wednesday, preparing for Sunday's game in Chicago against the Bears. The Packers are 6-3, two games behind the division-leading Lions and one behind the second-place Vikings. Edge rusher Preston Smith is gone, traded to Pittsburgh. That opens up more opportunity for Kingsley Ngabare.
Yeah, kind of sucked how it went down with a vet like P. With a guy like P, pretty much he's been here all my 3 years here and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
15th-ranked Marquette held off Central Michigan 70-62 on Monday night at Fiserv Forum. Stevie Mitchell at 17 as the Golden Eagles improved.